Hello, and welcome to the Share His Love program. This is Dottie Peters, and it's a privilege to be with you at this time. The purpose of this program is to lift you up and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. My desire is to be used by the Lord to share His love with each one through the songs, scriptures, and with words I pray will be used to bless and strengthen you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day that you have blessed us with. As we begin this program, we pray that you will open our eyes spiritually and our minds and hearts to what you are saying to us. Help us to hide your word in our heart and apply it to our lives so that we will live according to your will, plan, and purpose for each of us. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Our first song that we'll listen to will be entitled, The Blood Has Made Us One.
Lord, thank you for my sister. Thank you for my brother. For it's through the blood we are one. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for the love that brings us together through the sun. It doesn't matter what nation that we may come from. It doesn't matter the color of our skin.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood that makes us one through Christ Jesus. We're going to talk about Jesus Christ, the true shepherd, on this program. Shepherd is defined as one who tends sheep to guide or guard in the manner of a shepherd, pastor. Shepherd means guide, direct, person who cares for and protects. Sheep is defined in Thorndike Barnhart Dictionary as an animal raised for wool and mutton. It also describes a sheep as a person who is weak, timid, or stupid. Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines sheep as one domesticated especially for its flesh and wool, a timid, defenseless creature, a timid, docile person, especially one easily influenced or led. Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines stupid as slow of mind, given to unintelligent decisions or acts, acting in an unintelligent or careless manner, lacking intelligence or reason. A shepherd in the Word of God was one who took care of the sheep that was theirs. A good shepherd would lead the sheep in and out to pasture, to water, and to shelter. They would watch over the sheep and guide them and protect them with their life. The sheep would grow accustomed to and familiar with their shepherd and follow their leading. The Bible tells us about a few of the men that were shepherds. One was Jacob, who took care of his uncle's sheep. Jacob was considered a hireling. He was paid to care for the flocks. He was a good shepherd and fulfilled his responsibilities. Now, David was also a shepherd, and he fought to protect his father's flock. It was recorded in the Bible that he had killed a lion and a bear when the sheep were attacked. He risked his own life to save the flock. Sheep were considered animals that were not very intelligent. They were very timid, easily frightened, and defenseless. They needed protection. They were easy to prey upon by wild animals and other dangers. The Bible in many places describes people as sheep because of the way they were so easily influenced and led astray by those who were not being led by the Lord. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 10 through 11, it says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young." Jesus was and is the true shepherd, the good shepherd. He is over all the other shepherds that he has called and put in charge of his sheep and who are responsible and accountable to the Lord. Our obedience must first be to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Psalms, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 5. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm describes the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, as he tends and cares for his flock, the sheep of his pasture, the church, the body of Christ. So many times we as believers have gone astray and left the flock and the fold of protection and gone our own way and brought calamity and problems upon ourselves. Mark the 6th chapter, verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Matthew the 9th chapter, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. In Matthew the 26th chapter, verse 31, and Mark the 14th chapter, verse 27, Jesus said unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Without Jesus, our true shepherd, we are lost, wandering through life with no destination, no goals, nothing to aim for. We're just existing, just getting by. And to the enemy, we're always a prey or a victim to attack and run after. And we never know where we're going, and always fearful of what's ahead of us. We all need a shepherd. Jesus said in John 10, verses 1, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and robber. Verses 2 through 5. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Jesus tells us that his sheep, those born again, washed in the blood, know his voice. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us and reveals to us the Word of God and teaches us to hear the voice of our true shepherd. And we will not be deceived and led astray. Jesus calls himself the door of the sheepfold. We must get to the Father through him, the door. Jesus speaks in verses 12 through 13 about the hireling forsaking the flock when the wolf comes to attack the sheep. The hireling is fearful and will not risk his life for the helpless sheep because they are not his. And he doesn't care for them. Jesus, the good shepherd, gives his life for us. In verse 11. John 10, verse 10 says, The thief, who is Satan, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, Jesus, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. In John, the 10th chapter, verses 27 through 30, Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. In Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 7, Jesus talks about someone having 100 sheep and having lost just one. He leaves the 99 to look for the one that is lost until it is found. And when the sheep is found, that shepherd layeth it on his shoulders and takes it home and rejoicing calls his friends and neighbors, telling them to rejoice with him because the lost sheep was found. Jesus said, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents more than 99 just persons which do not need to repent. Isn't it wonderful to know that even one person is valuable in God's eyes, and that heaven rejoices when the sinner repents and is saved? Let's listen to this song at this time. This one is entitled, The Wheat and the Tares.
But one day soon.
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, it talks about Jesus, our shepherd. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye would follow his steps, who died, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who by his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Jesus is now in heaven, seated on the right hand of God the Father. He did not leave us comfortless. He sent the Holy Ghost into the world to help us, to guide us, and lead us. He is here to teach us all things. The Holy Ghost lives in us. Jesus is still the true shepherd, and he calls and appoints other men and women to be shepherds over his flock, his sheep. We all need to be taught and trained in the Word of God. First of all, we each need to seek God's face for direction for our lives, so we will be in God's will. We are all accountable for our actions and decisions. We can blame no one else for our choices or mistakes. The Lord has called different ones to lead and guide his people and teach and preach the Word of God. We all need to be accountable to a pastor or shepherd, and they in turn are accountable to those God has set over them. And finally, we are all accountable to God. We must be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit as to whom we allow to speak into our lives as our pastor or shepherd. God has a place for each of us, and he knows where we will grow and mature best of all. The pastors are watchmen for our souls and must warn the people of dangers and preach against sin and encourage the sheep to be overcomers and to be victorious in this life. They are responsible to expose sin in the body of Christ, the church. Jeremiah 23rd chapter verse 4 says, I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. In Jeremiah 3rd chapter verse 15 it says, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. We need godly pastors and shepherds to trust and have confidence in. A good pastor will speak into our life truth and correction, and speak out against sin and corruption that destroys lives. They will always give advice and counsel from the Word of God and not give their own opinions as truth. Hosea, the 4th chapter, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forsaken, forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. We must live by the Word of God so we will not perish because of lack of knowledge. In 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 12 through 13, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. The Word of God tells us to submit ourselves to those over us, such as the pastor, the shepherd, and it also warns us to know them and their works and deeds and their lifestyle. We must be careful that we don't allow the wrong one to teach us and preach to us. There are true pastors and there are hirelings who are in that position for personal gain and are not called of God to that position. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. We must realize that Satan is a roaring lion. In 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 8, it tells us, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." We must get grounded and settled in the body of Christ and the church that God leads us to. Not every building with a name over it is called of God. There are many religions and so-called Christian organizations that are of the devil. Satan is a deceiver, and that is what he does. Many are called pastor and shepherds, are deceived and being used of Satan to deceive and lead many others astray. 2 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 13 through 15 says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Many churches today are leaning toward the world, the worldly things, and forsaken godly principles and morality. The Holy Spirit is not welcome in their services, and instead of preaching and teaching the Word of God, they are becoming nothing more than a social club where man's doctrines and traditions and opinions are promoted. Sin is no longer preached against and everything is accepted as being okay. Satan doesn't mind if a person attends these services because he knows the truth isn't preached, and those that fall for those lies will be lost. There are those who don't go to church at all and think they don't need to be under the leadership of a pastor or shepherd. They think they can make it on their own. But when a person separates themselves from the fellowship of other believers, they are weak and defenseless, and the devil is looking for the weak ones. Just as an animal looks for its prey, they look for the youngest, the weakest, and the ones separated from the flock or herd who have left the protection of the others. We are not an island unto ourselves. We need others, and we need to have fellowship with other believers. When we keep to ourselves, away from those who truly love the Lord and can help us in our walk with God, we will be easily led astray. There are many deceivers in the world, and they are looking to deceive anyone and everyone that is not committed to the Lord and His Word. There have been pastors or shepherds who started out serving the Lord sincerely and who over time became slack and unconcerned about the sheep and became careless with their lifestyle and eventually became cold and indifferent to the will of God, and began yielding to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and finally departed from the faith and have sold out to Satan. And now Satan is using them to preach and teach lies. And therefore, many people who do not know the Word of God are being deceived themselves. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verse 21, tells us, "For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered." Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. This next song is entitled, Preachers, Preach the Word. In order for us to know who is preaching and teaching the Word of God and who can be trusted as a godly pastor or shepherd, we must know the true shepherd, Jesus Christ. When we know the Word of God for ourselves, we will know when we are being taught the truth or if a lie is being promoted. The Lord will show us through the Word and by His Spirit who we are to believe and follow. We must never follow or submit to anyone who preaches against the Word of God. Jesus said in John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." His Word is the truth, and Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, 1 through 4 says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." The pastors and shepherds God sets over us must abide by the standards from the Word of God. So remember, there are true shepherds and there are false shepherds. God will reveal to us the one He has chosen to pastor us. We must pray and get direction from the Lord and let Him lead us to the church He wants us to go to. If we will obey God in this area, we will grow spiritually and become more mature in the things of God. Don't let anyone pressure you into going where God has not called you to go. This is a decision between you and God, and He knows what is best for you. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." In verses 20 and 21 it says, "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now this song will be a song of invitation, and it's entitled "Walk Holy." Praise God. He expects us all to walk holy, from the pastors, the shepherds, right on down to the congregation. We're all expected to walk holy. I hope this program has touched and blessed you in a special way. If you're not saved and would like to be, pray with me. Dear God, I know I am a sinner and lost without you. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross for my sins and was raised the third day. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Show me your will for my life. Help me to live for you. I surrender completely to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I welcome you into the family of God. And I encourage you to seek God's will for the church He wants you to be in, so that you will have a pastor, a shepherd, to teach and preach the Word of God. You will grow and mature in the things of God. Now, if you would like to purchase any CDs or tapes of the songs you hear on this program, you can call me, Dottie Peters, at 843-899-3275. Or write to me at 369 Waits Lane, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, 29461. So until the next time, remember to share His love, pass it on, because someone cared and shared and passed it on to you.
Their hearts are broken too. They need